الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Anytime there is something that you approach that's complicated, one of the ways by which an individual tries to grasp that situation is by simplifying it. So for example, let's say there's some very complicated thing that you're studying. As you're studying that, what you try to do is you try to pick out general principles so that you can learn those general principles and learn to apply those general principles in a complex situation. That's the way human beings work. They try to simplify things as they go through them. Now, in the same way, the deen is a very complicated beast. It's very complicated. So you look through the hadith and you see how many different things an individual has to do, how careful they have to be about various aspects in their life, the fact that they're going to be judged on the day of judgment, their interactions between one another are judged, their interactions between themselves and Allah are judged. So it's very, very, when you look at it and you try to grasp it, it seems so complicated. But actually, our scholars, based on the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they narrowed down the deen into some very, very simple principles. And if an individual takes into account those principles, they then succeed in the deen. So those principles are very, very important to grasp. Now, often you hear me talk about different principles. One of the principles that is very important, very essential in a person's progress in the deen is adab. Having adab, proper manners, etiquettes, having etiquette, put it that way. It's not the exact translation, but basically it's a very simple translation, having etiquette. Now, etiquettes apply in a lot of different things. For example, let's say that somebody invites us over to their house, right? Now, the sunnah teaches us various etiquettes about that interaction. For example, somebody says, I would like to invite you over for dinner. Please come at 7 p.m. All right? So what are the etiquettes of that interaction? Well, one of the etiquettes is that you show up at 7 p.m., right? It's not good to show up at 6 p.m. because the person's preparing. It's not good to show up at 8:30 p.m. because the person's waiting. So one of the etiquettes is to approach a place and go there on time. Similarly, another etiquette is to eat to your full. Very simple etiquette, but often we misunderstand this etiquette. That when somebody invites you, and they put out food for you, the sunnah is actually to eat that food. Now often what happens is people then they want to show their righteousness, so then the one-third, one-third, one-third rule comes into their mind. That's not the time to be doing the one-third, one-third, one-third rule. Right? At home, then the one-third rule is gone. In that situation, then the one-third rule takes precedence. Actually, at that particular instance, it's part of the etiquette to eat because that person prepared that food with love. Right? That person put time into preparing that food. There's barakah in that food. Okay, similarly, one of the etiquettes is to go with whom you were invited, right? So for example, let's say that somebody invites us over and says, I invite you and you and you. He invites three people, okay? And instead you make an announcement after prayer and 20 people go, right? So that's against etiquette. And in fact, the Prophet ﷺ was very particular about that etiquette. Now anyway, if you go through hadith, if you go through the sunnah, you'll find that there are many, many etiquettes involved in how we interact with one another. Now, one of the etiquettes, or one of the aspects of etiquettes to keep in mind, is the etiquette that an individual has with the masjid. Coming into this masjid is a very big blessing. Sometimes we don't appreciate it. Sometimes we don't think about it. But basically, it's as if, imagine that the most respectable person in the community invited you over for dinner. Okay, the mayor. Just for a moment, assume that that's the most respectable person in the community. Right? So the mayor invites you over for dinner. Now, when the mayor invites you over for dinner, then you have are very careful about etiquette. Mayor says, come at 7 o'clock. You'll be there waiting outside at 6:55, right? You go dressed properly. You act properly. You're respectful. You're not going to take six of your friends with you, right? So in that case, you're very, very careful about the etiquette. Why? Because you think about the person that's inviting you. You say, wow, this person's respectable. Actually, I'm being respected by attending that gathering, right? So that's how you start thinking about it and you start treating it in that way. Well, I mean, even more so, بالأولى, think about the fact that we come to the masjid. Basically, this is the home of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? This is Bayt Allah. This is the house of Allah. Now, when we come into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, think about the fact that, number one, we even have the opportunity to be invited. Many, many people, vast majority of Muslims don't even think about coming to the masjid.